Have you ever stopped to think about everything that had to happen before your favorite meal made it to the table? Hey, join me this morning as we discover a beautiful reminder from Jesus that every harvest begins with someone faithfully planting the seed, and that God's table has room for all of us. If you know me at all, you know the way to my heart is food. I love a good feast, especially during the holidays. Listen, everybody is a little bit different in what they have on the table or what their specialty is. Maybe it's mashed potatoes and gravy or turkey and dressing. You Northerners might actually call it stuffing, but either way, it's great. Maybe it's green beans or a special cranberry sauce. Your perfect deviled eggs or the mac and cheese. Sweet potato casserole, fresh baked rolls with lots of butter. Is your mouth watering yet? Listen, I love all of those things. And it's great that we get to enjoy the feast, but have you ever thought about all the prep work to get that food ready for you to dive in? I mean, of course, there's the ones who have worked tirelessly for days in the kitchen using several pounds of butter, which makes everything better. They're covered in flour, they're smelling like sage, and they're sticky from the sugar in the marshmallows. And yes, those people. But let's go back even further. The one maybe who planted those green beans, the one who harvested them, who packaged them, who stocked them in the store, and even the one who might have loaded them in your car at the grocery pickup. Every item on that table has a beginning. And there was a lot of work that went in to getting it right where it is today. See, you might reap the harvest, but there was a great labor before you. Hey, let's dive into the book of John in chapter 4. Let's look at verse 37. For in this the saying is true, one sows and another one reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors. Jesus used every instance to teach the disciples. So his friends were concerned about him and they were trying to encourage him to eat. But Jesus had shared with them that he had meat that they didn't know about. Confused, the disciples asked one another, well, who brought him food? And then Jesus lays out this beautiful message about his work here on earth. He told them to look up. The harvest was ready. No more excuses. It was time. They would reap and rejoice. There were people of the past who had labored greatly to prepare for this very moment. Prophets and men of God like John the Baptist, they had prepared the way for this day, the day of salvation. Listen, there's no greater joy than serving the Lord by sharing His name with others. I love to see someone's eyes light up when all of a sudden, after months of studying, they get it. It's like this switch turns on and the light just shines in their eyes. It's beautiful. But this passage reminds us that we are only able to enjoy these moments because of the work that happened before this. See, there are those that will labor, but they'll never see the harvest. But it doesn't make them slow their efforts. They continue doing what the Lord has for them to do. How or why? Because they have faith. Faith that God has a plan. Faith that it will be joyful for the one who reaps the harvest and leads that person to salvation. Faith that the church, the body of Christ, will come alongside that new believer and instruct them and help them in their new walk. Faith that the Holy Spirit will guide them. And then, on that day when the feast is laid out before them, there will be great rejoicing, both for the one who labored and for the one who harvested. And here's something I think about. If it's that great here, can you imagine what rejoicing happens in heaven when a soul is saved? I can't fathom all that those who have gone before me have endured during their lives. Their stories in the Bible just kind of give us a glimpse into the hardships, the work, the persecution that they've all endured, all so that we might have this beautiful message of forgiveness and freedom in Christ. So as we feast on God's Word this morning, I'm thankful for those that labored and committed their lives to the Lord. And in return, well, I'm inviting you to the table to enjoy this feast with me this morning and taste and see that the Lord is good. Let's dig in just a little bit more this morning. Hey, I'll send you a few questions that'll kind of help guide us in our time. To sign up to receive this extra resource, all you have to do is text the number on your screen. Listen, it's free. You don't even have to pay for it. Hey, thanks for joining me this morning. I hope you enjoy your day.